I'm Karen Trico Stewart, KUAR News. Members of an Arkansas committee will be holding three hearings over the next 2 weeks to finalize changes to a new Ten Commandments monument at the state capitol. KUAR's Daniel Breen has details.
Freedom!
Arkansas made national headlines when a Van Buren man destroyed the state's previous Ten Commandments monument less than a day after it was unveiled. Michael Reed live-streamed himself driving his car into the 6-foot-tall, 6,000-pound granite slab in the early morning hours last June. A subcommittee of the Capitol Arts and Grounds Commission will hold two public hearings to review changes to the base of the new monument, including possible barriers to prevent any future attacks. The public will be allowed to comment on the changes at the second meeting set for Thursday after the subcommittee approves the proposal at the first meeting on Tuesday. Following that, the American History and Heritage Foundation will present the changes to the full Arts and Grounds Commission on December 12th. State Senator Jason Rapert sits on the foundation's board and spearheaded the construction of the previous monument. The Conway Republican says the hearings are the final step before the new monument is installed.
The monument itself has been completed now for probably a few months, and everything is just hinged on what they're going to do with security posts around that monument, which it's very sad they're needed, but we just don't want somebody to try to replicate the exact same thing.
Rapert sponsored a bill approving the monument's construction that passed the state legislature in 2015. Numerous advocacy groups, including the Arkansas ACLU, opposed the monument's construction, which Senator Rapert categorized as, quote, foolhardy. Daniel Breen, KUAR News.